Well, today we're visiting with Scott Sewer of the Department of Transportation. And Scott, I know you're getting closer and closer and you get questions all the time, but at last you're able to kind of somewhat peg when 7th Street, East 7th Street, will be open here in Atlantic.
Yeah, and of course, as we talk about that, it's raining again. but yeah, we've had a meeting yesterday. We went and walked through the project. What we're looking at is there's a couple reinforced sections of pavement that have to be done on the very east end. One they poured yesterday, one they're going to pour, well, the plan was to pour it today, Tuesday, and then a couple days cure time, and then they can get on it to remove the driveway at Stephen Cycle, which will take a couple days to replace that. They've got a they've also got a part of a driveway at RT Motors to complete. Then it's a matter of cleaning up, doing the sod work, have the painters come in and do the striping, and then, of course, activate the signals back to the regular cycles. So right now we're looking at either Tuesday or Wednesday to open the roadway.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I know folks will sit there as they go by, say, for example, the 7th and Olive Street intersection, and they'll look from there and say, it's done. Look at it. It looks like it's all finished. But there's finish work to do, and also accommodating Orchlands, especially on the east side there, where you're trying to allow for some sort of entrance into their business during the course of the construction. It really created its own little mini full project on the end.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the original plan was to close the entire roadway from basically beginning a project to ending a project, but with the utility work that had to be done at Plum, that did not allow us to keep Orchlands Drive open initially at the start of the project, so we had to pull the barricade further to the west to allow that east entrance to stay open for people to get in and out of Orchlands. But I think all in all, I think it worked out all right for everybody. I mean, I think the project, obviously, we were hoping to be done sooner rather than later, and rain certainly hasn't helped us any, but at least we have a little light at the end of the tunnel, and like I said, we should be opened up by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that sometimes folks don't understand when they say that it'll be done in this many days. Well, that's work days, too, and rain and the weather, that all has a big part in that.
Yeah, it does, and you know, there's other things, too, besides pavement that goes on during this project. For example, the grading, the sod work. We've also have areas where there's sprinkling systems within the right-of-way that people use to water their yards. It has to be replaced and those type of things. And then, of course, all the sidewalk that has to be ADA compliant. And then, just that type of work in addition to just pavement. So there's a lot more out there than just, tearing out the pavement, putting pavement back.
Scott, I know we talked about this a long time ago, but can we touch on it again? Because it's more than just, as you kind of mentioned, too, with the ADA sidewalk compliance, things like that, but it's a lot more than just throwing down a slab of concrete to make a street. This is actually going to be much better in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we've got subdrain underneath the roadway that will help capture the moisture underneath the slab and get it to the intakes. We've also got a foot of subbase underneath the pavement. We've got 10 inches of concrete. We've got intakes that have been built that, should help handle the water on the roadway better. We've also got the sidewalks that are ADA compliant. We've also got the entrances from the sidewalks to the roadways where they're crossing at intersections that have been updated. We'll also have a new video detection signalization system that runs the signals instead of timers, which should help allow traffic to move through town a little bit more efficiently. There's also, like I mentioned, the intake work that's been done. New driveways have been built along the road. We've also had to modify some driveways to make it fit the businesses better. And then, of course, we'll be have the painting, which will all be new and brighter and should, direct people to the turn lanes and that type of thing. So, yeah, there's a lot more to it than just putting down the pavement, but we appreciate everybody's patience throughout this whole project. And like I said, the first of next week, we hopefully will have it opened up.
Yeah. Surface area, will that largely be the same as it was with a 3-lane setup?
It will be, yep. It'll be the same as what it is. The footprint will be the same as what it was before. Just in better shape, obviously.
Well, you know, we all identified because we drove through it forever, but we all saw the locations where it seemed like there was some problems with, there were certain areas that would always seem to get potholes and things. I assume that's all been identified and hopefully all been corrected.
Yeah, and that's part of the purpose of having the subdrain underneath the pavement, and that also helps with the new pavement that we have in place. It'll also get that water from the roadway to the intakes a lot quicker, which should keep the freeze thaw down, which should eliminate some of the potholes that we had beforehand.
So now you're also telling me that the stoplights are going to work. We just got used to four-way stops.
The plan is the city is going to install a video detection system, which is different than what they had previously, at least in this area of the corridor. And instead of it being a timing issue where you're waiting for the light to change, the video detection system will identify your vehicle, and if there's nobody coming in the opposing lanes, then it will activate and basically go through the cycle of changing the lights.
Well, in addition to not trying our patience, that's also more economical with regard to mileage and things like that, the gas usage.
And it also helps cut down emissions, too.
Absolutely.
With vehicles idling.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that's great. Yeah, we just got used to four-way stops and blinking red lights and things, and now we'll have to go back to figuring out how to drive on a on an easy stretch of road.
Yep, that's the goal anyway.
Very good. Well, I know it's always a frustrating process when you go through all of this stuff because nothing ever goes completely 100% as planned. But for the most part, I know I've heard some grumblings. You're always going to get that when it's an inconvenience. But have the business folks along that street, have they been pretty good to work with?
They have. I mean, obviously, we've tried to be very proactive in getting the word out of what's going on this week and what's taken place last week and how much work's been done to date. And we've also, our inspector out there has also kept a dialogue with the businesses so that if they have some concerns and we need to go out, to the area and meet with them, and we've done that. And I think really everybody, has been pretty good to work with, and I think they, are just looking forward to the day it's open.
Yeah, absolutely. We all are, Scott. Believe me, we all are. That'll be awesome. Well, thanks so much for your keeping in touch with us all throughout the process and letting us know. I guess your next project is to get the snow removal equipment all ready to go?
Actually, that's not my job. But yeah, hopefully that will hold off too. I mean, hopefully we'll have warmer temperatures than normal and we won't have to use the snow equipment and the salt. So.
Yeah, snow removal is everybody's job, right?
Yep.
In one way or another. Very good. Well, Scott Sewer, thanks so much for your time here, and we appreciate all you've done to keep us up to date on what's happening.
And thank you too, Jim, for all your help.